We wanted to finish by also acknowledging that while strategic communication for proven impact is super important, so is just providing a supportive community. Many networks will have members who joined so they didn't feel so alone within the workplace, socially, or as a minority. While we may sometimes criticise events for high cost, low impact, that's not to take away from the important work networks do in bringing people together so they can be at ease in their everyday conversations. Communications is a conversation, and networks are a community. So if you pick one task from this module, let it be to make sure that your networks have a persistent place they can go to, like a chat platform, where they can converse with their community. Some organizations say it's too complicated to do this and is advanced. It isn't. There may be hurdles from an IT perspective and security, but chatting online is now a fundamental part of how the majority of the workforce communicates, so calling it advanced is a stretch. We can adopt more modern practices. The great 2020 lockdown has shown us that. Resistance to more agile working is usually because a sense of urgency hasn't been properly understood. It may be safer from one perspective to resist opening up communications, but what about the psychological safety of having a community at work? Have they recognised your perspective? We've explored reaching out across and beyond your existing network, but we're going to turn the lens in on your own team development, allyship, and intersectionality in the next module with Widening Your Network.